This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
You know, I've often said that I prefer to live in a painful state of reality than to be in a comfortable state of denial. We Jews now confront the latent hate that has simmered below the surface.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
Okay, I have the cutest little toque hat, and it's emblazoned with a gold Hamsa crest that has a Jewish star right in the center of it. I love that hat. I wear it all the time. But the other night, I went shopping to a local mall that I happen to love, which lately has been beset with protests and demonstrations against Israel and against Jewish retailers. But I had to return something, and I actually wanted a little shopping time for myself, so I certainly wasn't going to avoid that mall. When I arrived at the parking lot, I saw a group of people wearing the keffiyeh, that's that scarf that has come to symbolize Palestinian resistance to Israel. I then got out of my car, and I immediately flipped the brim of my toque under, effectively hiding the crest on my forehead. And then a wave of shame washed over me like a tsunami. Why was I afraid? Or worse, why was I capitulating to that fear? You know, I often quote that Ambrose Redmond poem that tells us that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather it's the decision that something's more important than your fear. So was this saying that my outward Jewish identity was less important than my fear? Am I a hypocrite? I was frozen to the spot. And you know, it was important that I wrestle with those questions, given how much time I spend telling other Jews how to stand up and be counted, especially on this topic. Let me explain. Earlier this year, I had the pleasure to speak with a group of Jewish healthcare providers, hoping to bring them some strength and some clarity in the face of the rampant anti-Semitism they're facing in this new world order. None of their concerns are new ones. I mean, sadly, Jewish hospitals, such as Mount Sinai's, were created so that Jewish physicians could practice when the quotas were making it impossible to get a job and for patients to be treated fairly. As I researched this more to prepare for the talk, I discovered that, naturally, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But for most of my generation, this is a new dynamic, and we are woefully unprepared to face it. You know, I've often said that I prefer to live in a painful state of reality than to be in a comfortable state of denial. As the scales fall off our eyes, we Jews now confront the latent hate that has simmered below the surface. Addressing fear is a deeply Jewish concept. In his article about dealing with fear, Rabbi Zalman Baruch Malamet writes that safeguarding oneself from real dangers is fear based on wisdom and is appropriate. Concerning this sort of fear, it is written in Proverbs, "The wise man sees evil and hides, but the fools pass on and are punished." So the healthcare providers wanted me to tell them what they were supposed to do about wearing their Jewish stars and other Jewish symbols to keep both themselves safe from hatred and to keep their patients safe from anxiety about who was treating them. So many of you know I'm a Canadian, and in the province of Quebec, a bill was passed some years back called Bill 21. This bill, which was first declared in 2019, prohibits public sector civil servant workers, including police officers, prison guards, lawyers, judges, and teachers, from wearing religious symbols such as crosses, yarmulkes, turbans, and demands that the civil servant on duty must be neutral. Now, there's been much positive and negative commentary on this bill, and parts of it have since been amended. These issues, though, have raised themselves again now, not governmentally, but personally. For a lot of shell-shocked North American Jews, their first reaction to the post-October 7th world was to show tremendous Jewish pride and not back down in fear. Many purchased or wore Stars of David or Hamsas or other Jewish signifiers for the very first time. And they began to feel that push-pull of, should I or shouldn't I? Is it safe? Is it ethical? What about as a healthcare provider? And they worried not just about themselves, but of their clients as well. So I had the privilege to listen to the great Rabbi Akiva Tatz speak at the end of last year and answer some of these questions. And he was unequivocal. He told us that every situation is unique and that no blanket response is appropriate, that provocation that might cause danger was problematic, and that the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, which means to save a life, overrides all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and that one should guard their safety. So, if the wearing of a religious symbol puts one at risk of danger, one can feel fine about tucking it inside one's shirt. What has really blown me away, though, is for many Jews, wearing their identities have become more important than ever to them. It's a kind of defiant refusal to hide that's indeed a show of strength, but let's be honest, a show of strength does not equal a lack of fear. It indicates courage, but we know that courage does not preclude fear. So back to my Hamsa hat. I tucked away that star out of fear, but also because I saw it as potentially a provocation. I was literally wearing my position on my forehead, and I asked myself, was my hat for me or for others to see what I stand for? I realized in that moment that it was for me. It wasn't a political statement, nor was it my singular expression of Jewish identity. You see, I'm kosher. I'm Sabbath observant. I pray before I eat and after I eat. I align myself spiritually with traditional observance, but that's between myself and my Creator. I realized that my identity is solid, but in that moment, my safety was a Torah commandment, and that I'm not a hypocrite. So this week, as we navigate all the outer signs of our identities, I would like to suggest that as you add an outer signal, that you also add an inner one as well. Perhaps consider lighting Shabbat candles and add more light to the world and for our people. Maybe consider learning a little bit of Jewish history or spirituality to gird yourself from the inside out. Maybe consider hosting a Shabbat meal or visit the synagogue. So yes, wear your jewelry with pride when it's safe to do so. But make certain that it's balanced with an internal Jewish identity that knows that you are a physical and spiritual link in a chain that is not required to complete all that needs fixing in this world, but that you are certainly required to fix the parts of yourself and your little world that need repair. Yeah, wear your hat on your head, but wear it inside your heart as well. May we know the deep comfort that comes when our insides and our outsides are in alignment. Am Yisrael Chai.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, Contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.